This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, as we approach the season of Hajj, and a reminder that the whole package of Hajj, the whole set of rituals, which almost 4 to 5 million Muslims go to perform every year, is walking the footsteps of one man. Subhana Rabbi, one man, the legacy of one man, Ibrahim alayhi salam. But allow me to get into that subject from a little intro here, which is in a way educational to all of us, but I will go back to that subject, inshallah. One of, for you to understand the Quran properly, for you to understand the Quran properly, and for you not to take a verse out of context, the scholars developed certain sciences, علوم, سموها علوم القرآن, the sciences of the Quran. So for you to explain the Quran or understand the Quran, you have at least to touch some of these sciences. Take for example, knowing the seerah, because the Quran was revealed in 23 years. And there are circumstances surrounding the verses when they come down. Knowing the ahadith, which sometimes explain the Quran. Knowing an-nasikh wal-mansukh, the abrogated verses, the abrogating verses. Knowing al-makki wal-madani. So all of these are sciences which a student of knowledge who wanna explain the Quran must touch and must become acquainted with. One of these neglected sciences, a science called علم المناسبات. And quite frankly, I tried to look for some Google translation for the words. But basically what it says, المناسبات, is what is the relationship? Why this verse came after this verse? Why this surah came after the surah? Is the connection between the surahs, the connection between the ayat. And one of the people who excelled in this field, Ibn al-Arabi, not Arabi, there is a big difference between Ibn al-Arabi, that's another one, Ibn al al-Maliki, Ibn al-Arabi, Imam al-Suyuti, and so forth. But the knowledge of this is confused. Why? I'll mention one reason, but I want to give you an example. For example, in Surah Al-Fatiha, when you say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you. Comes Al-Baqarah, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Right here. So, that shows you the connection and that relevance. It shows you that هذا كلام الله, this is the speech of Allah. Every word, there must be a wisdom behind it. The ending of the surah. Look for example. Look. تَبَّتْ يَدَا أَبِي لَهَبٍ وَتَبْ مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبْ سَيَصْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبْ وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد. Imagine an enemy of Islam, Abu Lahab, he's alive and he is fighting Islam with all what he can, and Allah reveals a whole chapter saying that you will die as a kafir and you will go to hellfire. Think about it. Would it have been a successful strategy out of hypocrisy to say, okay, you said that I'm going to die as a kafir, you know what, out of hypocrisy, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, your Quran is no good. Look the surah that comes after it. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. Allah controls his heart. He will not do this. I know that Allah, he will not do this. When you read that science, brothers and sisters, it's out of this world. And sometimes one of the most amazing is the connection between the chapters. But here is what got the scholars كان hesitant to address the subject is the question, is the order of the Mus'haf tawqifi? What do you mean the order of the Mus'haf? The way that we have the Mus'haf right now begins with Al-Fatiha, then Al-Baqarah, then Al-Imran, then Al-Nisa, then Al-Ma'idah, then Al-An'am, then Al-Anfal, the Al-A'raf. Is that something that the Prophet was instructed to put it in this way? Or was it something that people came up with? For you to understand the answer to this question, the Quran has two orders. One order pertaining to the descendants. Iqra, for example. Isn't that the first chapter in the Quran? Where it is in the Mus'haf? We'll go from right to left, not from left to right, right? Where is it in the Mus'haf? Juz Amma. But Iqra is what? Ibn Abbas, when he prayed behind the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث الإمام مسلم, he said, صليت خلف رسول الله. Ibn Abbas or Ibn Mas'ud, Ibn Umar, Ibn Umar, I believe. He said, فافتتح بالبقرة. He started al-Baqarah. Then I said, he's gonna, خلاص بقى يعني, imagine, Baqarah, one rak'ah. فافتتح بالنساء. Then, فافتتح بآل عمران. But if you look at the order, it is al-Baqarah, آل عمران, النساء. But the Prophet went with what? So while the Quran was coming down, the order was not done yet. When the Quran was completed, Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the last year he reviewed with him the Quran twice, and he instructed him to place the Quran in that order. So towards the end, because we know the Quran was revealed in 23 years, there is no way you can arrange it while it is being revealed, because it was revealed in portions. Now, this is where the so-called Orientalists, there is something that they confuse the Muslims with. Oh, look at Uthman. Isn't Uthman burned the Masahif? You tell me the Quran is kept. Didn't Uthman burn the Masahif? It's true, Uthman burned the Masahif. But which Masahif? You see, the Sahaba, the companions had, each one of them had his own personal addition. Not in the order, not in the final order. So he decided that I'm going to burn every Mus'haf that does not have the final. You're getting that? So that's this. But they come to a Muslim who doesn't know that history, and he doesn't know why Uthman did this. And go, the Quran, didn't Uthman burn the Quran? Of course, we have the Shia also. They use this as actually one of the, it was triggered by them. Triggered by them just to go after Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. الشاهد, the order is tawqifi, because how are you going to talk about the relationship between Al-Baqarah and Ala Imran if they are not put together based on instruction? If it is something ijtihad, then there is, and that's what pushed a lot of the scholars back not to address this subject in abundance. Let me go back here. Let's take, for example, something that is related to the subject I'm about to talk about today. Look at the very ending of Surah Al-Kahf. The very ending. The last thing that you say in Surah Al-Kahf. What do you say? فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. If you're concerned about the meeting, you see, every human being, brothers and sisters in Islam, في حديث عدي بن حاتم في الصحيحين, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, ما منكم من أحد إلا وسيكلمه ربه. There is none of you but Allah will speak to. Yes, to you. Allah will speak to you. Look at this. ليس بينه وبينه حجاب, without any veil. We know that when Allah spoke to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam from behind a veil. But in the day of judgment, our bodies are different. We'll be able to handle this. You're going to meet Allah. If you're hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you mercy on this day, then pair, couple that hope with action. لِنَّ الرَّجَاءِ عَمَلُ الْقَلْبِ. Hope is the act of the heart. The act of the heart, the action of the heart that you hope, you wish. It has to be what? Paired or coupled with action. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ. If it is the true raja, then act. Look, عَمَلْ صَالِح. Just one. Because technically you don't know which one. So you're going to have to keep acting, but there is one act which will save you. One act. Al-Kahf over. What comes after Al-Kahf? What? Maryam. Iqra. Kaf. Ha. Ya. Ayn. Saad. That fabulous story of Zachariah. Prophet Zachariah. Imagine this. Wanting who? Wanting one. What? Wanting a son. As if Allah is telling you, this is the best act you should think of. That's one of the beautiful things the Imam al-Suyuti is. This is one of the best acts. Look nowhere else but your own children, your own family. Especially, ikhwa, at a time when forces of evil are al-batil lahu. جولة الآن. Evil has around. Evil الفساد في الأرض الآن has around. They have the round. That's their round. They are tough. Then focus where? Likewise Zakaria at this time. Look at the situation of Prophet Zakaria عليه الصلاة. Look at his dua. And Zakaria, by the way, that's why you wonder why he made that dua in secret. Imagine he didn't say, oh Allah, give me righteous offspring, Ya Rab. He didn't do this in public. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيَّ. Why? He was 99 years old. شوف how he described himself. إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي. My bones are fragile, I think. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. But I'm concerned about, why do I need a son? Why? وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي. He looked around him and he found corrupt scholars. Ya ikhwa, three types of scholars we have in this world. عَالِمُ السُّلْطَانِ. A scholar that validate what the ruler wants. فتوى شو عالم الناس. A scholar that tells the people what they want to hear. Fans, Facebook, music is haram. Oh yeah, but we قل له حرام ولا لا ما تخلص. لا, I'm gonna lose some fans. It's not gonna work. He doesn't shoot. The third one, Allah al-Musta'an, alim al-Rabbani, Quran and Sunnah, he acts upon it, as Allah nakuna minhum. We ask Allah that we belong to that rank. They act upon it, they call people to it, and they are patient. They don't care what people say, what people accuse them with. For at the time of Zakaria, he saw that all these rabbis are compromising the religion. And this was obvious when, even when you read the story of Prophet Isa, because between Isa and Jesus and John, it was something like 6-7 months that Jesus, you know, came and he told, what are you guys doing? I'm not even going to preach in your temple, in your masjid. I'm going to go out there in the open and preach. Because they were corrupt. So Zakaria said, وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي. I'm the last man standing here. Everybody is selling the compromising. Now, oh Allah, the best thing that I can do, give me a child. Give me a son. Allah give him this son. Yahya alayhi as-salatu was-salam, a prophet as well. Likewise, our man. Likewise, Ibrahim alayhi as-salam. Imagine Ibrahim was in Iraq. And Ibrahim, by the way, his situation was a little bit different. Ibrahim was the only one out there who believed. Imagine everyone around him is a kafir. Now, everyone said no to him. To the extent, imagine stripping him naked and throwing him into a fire. They took days to prepare for him to compromise. ولذلك رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث عبادة بن الصامت رضي الله عنه يبعث الناس يوم القيامة حفاة عراة غرلة. The people will be raised up in the day of judgment naked. وأول من يكسى من الخلائق إبراهيم. And the first one who will be given a garment to wear on the day of judgment will be Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام, because of what he went through in this world. His own family, his own father, his own family, his qawm, it didn't work. What did he do at the end? He said, he did two things. Inni muhajirun ila rabbi. Ya Rabb, I want to migrate. I want to leave this place. وهذه دعوة يا إخوة. دعوة. When it doesn't work for you in a masjid, in a community, move on. Don't get stuck. Listen. You know, don't get stuck. Ibrahim said, it's not working here. It's not working here. Move on. What is your agenda? You're trying to convey a message? You're trying to... No. He, inni muhajirun ila rabbi. I'm leaving. Oh. I'm migrating. And in his way, he made this dua, ya ikhwah. Like Zakariya. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Ya Rabb, I can't fix the world around me. I want to do something for Islam. Ma, listen, ya ikhwa. Sunnat al-taghir fi al-ard is a long term. Listen, Allah can break any. Sunnah is a system. Like, you know, like code. Like you write code. Input, output. That's what you call sunnah. That for you to get that output, you have to input something. That's sunnah. We call it sunnah. Way. Way of Allah changing things. But Allah, we know He's the creator of the code. He's the creator of everything. He can break into that code and change things for you. There's no problem. But Allah said that system. Sunnah Allah. Look, ولذلك تجد هذه سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ فِي الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلٍ. This is the way that Allah said the world. For you to make a change, it has to go through generations. You focus on the children. And the best you can focus on is your own. ولذلك يا إخوة, والله, the greatest service you can offer to Islam right now, the greatest, and take it from me, the great is not to go out there and thawra, revolution, let's crumble the bed. Listen, it's all wonderful. But you're going to go back to the same circle. It's a circle. You're going to go back. La, the greatest service is to leave a son behind you. Is to leave a daughter. And I'm sorry, I said a son first. But actually, the whole thing will begin with a daughter. شوف, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to restore Bani Israel in the land, ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين ونمكن لهم في الأرض. We want to give back the Muslims their deserved position in earth. Like us. Why the Quran was about to be Bani Israel? كاد القرآن أن يكون موسى. The whole of the Quran was about Musa. Why? Because Bani Israel went exactly through the same thing. Allah now wants to restore Bani Israel back. وَيَرَى فِرْعَوْنُ وَهَامَانُ وَجُنُودُهُمَا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ. Who's going to do it? Who's going to do it? Not with Musa. No, no. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَى. So the Umm first, the mother first, the mother. ولذلك يا إخوة, I read something very, very interesting today. It was in social media. And it was interesting because a lady who wrote this, and I shared it with my wife. She wrote something very interesting. She said, so if you send your baby to a daycare for another Muslim, for another woman to raise your child up for you, so that you can go out to the workforce and prove that you can be like a man, that you can do the job of a man, don't be surprised when you grow old if the same child sends you to senior home, senior assistant, what do you call that, senior something homes, senior homes, because he wants also to prove that he's successful. He has no time for you. He has no time for you. Wallahi, I know of sisters who send their kids, children, to a non-Muslim babysitting. And they go to work and they make a minimum wage, not even enough to pay the babysitter. So what are you technically doing? You're paying someone else, someone else. And, you know, this mixing politics, this guy, when he said that the closest to us now are Muhammad bin Salman. Muhammad bin Salman is, I'm going to Saudi in 10 days. I hope they can let me enter, inshallah. He said that I used to have a Jewish babysitter. That I was raised up by a Jewish babysitter. The whole thing begins. The investment begins with a mother. That's. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, "Rabbi habli min as-salihin." But subhanallah, look at the truthfulness of a man. Mahaya ikhwa, wallahi, it's all about being truthful. Wallahi, once it comes to dealing with Allah, is about being truthful, that you really mean it. You're not plastic, you're not faking it. You see, he ends up with a barren wife. Like Zakaria also. How are we going to break that code? How? So he went to Palestine. And no food. Where is the food? In Egypt, where Egypt has a Nile, because there is no rain, no water. No water, no vegetation. So he took his wife, Sarah. يعني, to be straightforward, the hadith doesn't say Egypt, quite frankly. يعني. Hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. Called Ardul Jabbar. But we know the only land where there is a Jabbar oppressor is. The only place where jail is mentioned in the Quran is in Egypt. And guess who gets jailed? Huh? Who gets jailed? Nabi. Allah musta'an. But this oppressor had a very interesting law, that whenever his border guards, the border control, spot a beautiful woman, they have to bring her to him, to sleep with her, to commit fornication, adultery with her. And subhanallah, Ibrahim, Allah has given him Sarah. هذا الحديث يا إخوة يتنزل على سارة. What hadith? لقد أوتي يوسف وأمه شطر جمال المخلوقات. حديث صحيح. يوسف and his mother were given half of the beauty of the creation. They say his mother here does not mean his immediate mother, his grandmother, Sarah. She was extremely beautiful. حتى التوراة تقول هذا. Extremely beautiful. Immediately she was spotted. She was brought. Oh. The man tries to rape her, she makes that dua karama. Karama min karamati Allah subhanahu. Imagine, he gets paralyzed 3 times. And at the end, okay, get out of here and take that meat. Imagine, take that meat. Take that so that you don't harm me anymore. So this is how Hagar, whatever way you will call her, Hagar, but Hagar, that's the, got into the house of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And all of this, by the way, subhanAllah, is identical in the book of Genesis. Sifr al-Takwin. Identical. Wallahi, what I'm telling you. In the Quran, huna. Look, they went back to Palestine. So far, he made the dua. Imagine this. Wallahi, just to show you, when you're truthful, imagine, your own wife is telling you this. I cannot have children, and I hope your wives are going to still send you to Dar al-Tawheed after this khutbah. But I cannot have children. I'm barren. Why? And I know you want children. Why didn't you go ahead and marry my? This is in the book of Genesis. Go and marry her so that you have the children. No, by the way, no woman will do this. You see, a man has a big heart. He can tell multiple women, I love you. But a woman only. If she tells 2 men, I love you, she's lying. Allah given him that small heart. Imagine she does this. Because she sees her husband is what? Is truthful. He's really serious. It's not about a lust. It's not about a desire. Look at some of the brothers, they go and break their marriages because of a lust. I say, oh, I want to implement the sunnah. Yes, salam, يعني he جات على السنة دي. There are 5,000 sunnah, يعني خلاص دي. This one, خلاص. Implement the other sunnah. No, you shouldn't be breaking up. Ibrahim wanted a son, wanted a child, wanted an offspring where he can infest in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving him Ismail alayhi salam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وعلى من اتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Imagine how many حاجي are going to head to Mecca soon. And they take these rituals empty. But every ritual, كل نسك في الحج has to do with Ibrahim and later on his family. The beginning, who called for Hajj? Who called mankind to perform Hajj? وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا. Ya Ibrahim. وفي أثر جميل أخرجه الترمذي وابن جرير الطبري في تفسيره من كلام ابن عباس. When Ibrahim عليه السلام finished raising the foundation of the Kaaba, Allah said to him, O Ibrahim, call upon mankind to come and perform Hajj. He said, oh Allah, who's going to hear me? Imagine he's in the desert. He's in the desert. It's not your business. You just make the call. This is sometimes we worry about who's going to get it. Say it. That's not your business. إن عليك إلا. Well, you convey. You know, it's not your business who gets what you're saying. Just make sure that what you're saying is correct and right. And that's it. Don't worry about it. O Ibrahim, عليك الأذان وعلينا البلاغ. You make the call and we'll bring it. Oh, imagine, here we are in America. How many thousand miles? And people are responding to this. Tawaf. طواف عبادة الطواف ها وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل. After he finished raising the house of Allah, brothers and sisters in Islam, you really have to be very very conscious here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called al-Masjid al-Haram my house. You see, this is a house of Allah too, by the way. Masjid al-Tawheed is a, Dar al-Tawheed is a, Baytullah. But who gave it to Allah? We did. We as a community decided to designate this place to be for Allah. But the only house Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it, Bayti wa awhayna ila Ibrahim wa Ismail an tahhira Bayti. Bayti, هذا الضمير. وشوف هذا الحديث. إن عبدا, a slave of mine, أصححت له جسمه, I given him good health, he's healthy. وأوسعت عليه في رزقه, ووسعت عليه في رزقه, and I given him money, he has some left over. تمر عليه خمس أعوام, 5 years, he let 5 years go by. ولا يأتي إلي في بيتي, and he does not come to me in my house. لمحروم, he's deprived. He's deprived. بيتي, بيت الله. So when he finished, Ismail and Ibrahim عليهم السلام, when they finished raising the foundation, they made this tawaf. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت. When you make tawaf, you make dua. وذلك الطواف is like the salah, like the dua. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا والدعاء. ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك. دعاء. طواف. When you make طواف, دعاء. Look at it. زمزم. What is زمزم? زمزم is a story of a mother was left in the desert with her baby. Imagine this. She ran out of water, out of food. Her baby is out there crying. She makes that round, 7 rounds, between 2 mountains. Wallahi, ikhwa, we go and we walk in ceramic tile. Ceramic tile. Fans, AC'd, and we still get tired. Imagine when Hajar was making that running between the mountains. You know, people go and walk these Safa and Marwa and they don't reflect upon this. Hajj is a spiritual journey. Ibrahim, when he wanted to execute the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan is telling him, don't do it, it was just a dream, don't do it. The pebbles, the jamrat, everything, brothers and sisters in Islam. Hajj is a spiritual, heart-filled journey of one man. One man, he was truthful with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving him offspring. Imagine every single prophet and messenger who came into this world comes from the line of Ibrahim, whether Ishaq, whether Ismail. Some of the people come and I say, is Buddhism something? No, it's not. Who's Buddha? We don't. This is a heresy. This is a man-made thing. Only religions recognized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the messengers and the prophets who came, وَجَعَلْنَا فِي دُرِّيَّتِهِ النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابِ. We placed in his offspring النبوة, prophethood and the revelation. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last of them. فَنَسْأَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَىٰ أَنْ يَرْزُقَنَا الْإِخْلَاصِ وَالصِّدْقِ مَعَ اللَّهِ. We really need desperate brothers and sisters in Islam for fathers like Ibrahim who want to have children, raise them up and put the time and put the effort, put the time and the effort to raise them up as Muslims so we can make a difference. Listen, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells you that if the world is collapsing and you have a fasila, you know what a fasila is? A baby balm tree. Plant it. Plant it. You never know. You never know. Inshallah, we're starting Al Minhal Academy, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Hopefully we can have some fasail, inshallah, small baby palm trees, inshallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We need your dua, inshallah. Tomorrow we're having the workshop for the teachers, inshallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We're going to explain to them that concept of Islamization, halalization of education, inshallah. We're offering a new brand, brothers and sisters in Islam in Colorado, inshallah. Something very interesting, inshallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We want a small size, because the program, you know, you have to create the people who believe in it. You know, it's a new concept. It's not something that is common. Something that has been worked on for the last 6-7 years, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We just want your dua, inshallah. We actually closed the registration already, and we said enough. We don't want a lot of kids because we want to simply focus on a small number so we can, you know, hopefully have a good job, inshallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Allahumma ghafir lana dunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna al qawm al kafirin. Allahumma arina al haqqa haqqan wa arzuqna attiba'a wa arina al batila batilan wa arzuqna ijtinaba. اللهم وفقنا إلى ما تحب وترضى وخذ بنواصينا إلى البر والتقوى. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهديين. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى يا رب العالمين. إن شاء الله tomorrow from 7 to 10 myself and Sheikh Hamdi are going to offer the community Hajj workshop. So please, if you know somebody who's going to Hajj, invite them inshallah. But from 7 to 10 and there will be dinner. Dinner will be served. Inshallah. You're going to come, right? Inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan.